This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Well, welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. In this first hour, I'm actually going to talk a fair bit about the resource sector and get some insights into a couple companies that some of our guests are watching closely. But first and foremost, I am kicking off the show with Mark Chandler, managing partner at Bannockburn Global Forex. And Mark, let's recap the main story of this week, and that was trade. I talked a lot about it throughout the week, but it came Friday, and we did not have any sort of a trade deal, so we did see quite an escalation in tariffs. Throughout the week, we were generally seeing a weakness in U.S. markets, but there were a number of days where the markets sold off and then were bought back throughout that day, and some days even closed at their high. So there still was this buy-the-dip mentality. Before we get into the actual market moves and even currency moves, what was your takeaway from all this back and forth on trade this week that still resulted in no deal? However, we do have some more tariffs in place.
Yeah, I think it's sort of what happened was, for me, I'd say that with the U.S. are using, so far it's the U.S. trading issue is that China made some commitments and then is reneging on them. And, you know, when these things go, it's sort of like a rule of thumb. And I think it's like operationally true, and that is nothing is agreed upon until everything is agreed upon. And this is what the U.S. has also accused other trading partners like Europe of. Should agriculture be part of the trade talks or not? At first it looked like Juncker said yes, and now Europe's changing their mind as well. I suspect that at the end of the day, what happened was that President Trump found it in his interest not to proceed and used the pretense of these negotiations, of this, of say, a tough spot in the negotiations to pull the plug. And I say that because I see all these different signs, all these different ways that Trump is helped by keeping the level of tensions with China high. One is that the first thing I would say is that one of the few measures that can reach out to both sides of the aisle. That is to say, it's one of the few issues that unite the United States in the thinking that China is eating our lunch. Secondly, I think that the tariffs themselves, by keeping them focused on China, I think that it plays into the domestic hand. He's using this as a cudgel to beat Joe Biden, who is the Democrats' leading candidate in a crowded field. He's saying that China would prefer to negotiate. The reason that they reneged is because they prefer to negotiate with someone he calls Sleepy Joe. And so I think that speaks to that purpose too. But even deeper, one of the big things that Trump has been arguing is the Federal Reserve needs to cut interest rates. And what can get the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates? All the sort of the chest thumping from Trump and his economic advisors calling for either resuming QE or a 100 basis point rate cut or 50 basis point rate cut. None of that is working. Instead, by playing up the trade war and this disruption, more likely we'll get the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. And that's what the markets concluded. The yield on the January 2020, so where will Fed funds be at the end of the year? It fell by 9 basis points this past week since the trade war sort of rekindled. The truce ended with Trump's tweets on Sunday.
So what does that bring us to now, odds-wise, in terms of what the market is expecting for a Fed potential rate cut by, let's say, the end of the year?
Yeah, so what I look at is the January Fed Funds Futures contract, and that's implying about a 2.15% yield. Right now, the effective rate is about 2.40%. And so that tells me that the market has gone from after the strong GDP number and then the strong jobs data on May 3rd, the market had thought that, well, maybe the likelihood of a rate cut wasn't so great, and they were about 50-50. And so what the resumption of the trade war does is it pushes the market towards pricing it in just about fully.
Okay. Interesting there, the moves in the yield market and what the, I guess, markets are expecting. Can we also talk about the potential of retaliatory tariffs out of China? I don't think they're going to go quietly after this new kind of escalation in this trade war. After all that positive talk until we started this week, what do you think China's reaction is going to be, and what do you think that's going to mean for the markets and investors?
Well, I think it's interesting because I think a lot of people have been expecting China to announce their retaliatory measures immediately. But then I think about trying to understand how they're playing their hand. And I think about how they treated Canada. And I think that they did not make a big announcement about cutting off canola shipments or about going after a couple of denying license to, say, two pork producers. They did this quietly, and we sort of had to stumble on it. And I think the same thing's going to happen now. That it seems to me that it's in China's interest not to make a big announcement of what they're going to do, but just let the shipments come. Like, all of a sudden, there's less soybeans that they're buying, for example. So I would rule out that China does not make a big announcement, but just does it quietly and gives a, so it makes it so it's harder to see what they're doing. Think about this. In the U.S. this past week, we had a relatively poor 10-year auction. By relatively poor, I mean the bid to cover was the lowest in about a decade. These things move around, and statistically, it's not so much of an outlier, though it sounds like it is. Some people thought right away, China's doing it. When anything goes wrong, people say China's behind, and they won't know for sure. I think of it as like this, the U.S. sitcom, How I Met Your Mother, and there's a thing in there about slapsgiving. And the idea is that the uncertainty about the punishment was more like anxiety-driven than the punishment itself. And so I think that China gets a lot more bang for their buck by not making a big announcement, a big splash, but just to discover it very quietly.
Okay, well, I guess we will see if or what China does on the tail end of these increased tariffs. One interesting move that we saw was the move down in the U.S. dollar. Now, when we had seen this escalation in trade wars, from what I remember, the dollar had done pretty well on the back of that. There's almost this inflow of money into the dollar, either because of the uncertainty or just the fact of the matter that the U.S. economy is still relatively strong compared to everyone else. But again, we saw the dollar move down this week. What do you think is driving that? What's the significance here?
Yeah, no, to me, that's an important point is what's going on. The market gets in their head. The Federal Reserve more likely to cut interest rates. The U.S. dollar falls now. In the past, to your point, when we had these before December, we had some pressure on trade, and this was the beginning of the trade war with China, that the dollar did appreciate, but we were in a tightening mode then. Remember, the Federal Reserve raised rates in December, that fourth hike last year. The economy seemed to be booming, well above trend. And so I think that's telling that the dollar moves lower this week against most of the major currencies, and that it also coincided with a decline in the U.S. interest rate premium over other countries. So in the big picture view, I think the dollar's, this is going to be the second week the dollar's correcting lower, and I think that correction may continue another week or so.
Okay, so you're not seeing maybe a full-on breakdown in the dollar. This could just very much be kind of a natural correction?
I think it's within what I would say is the correction. We had this news that isn't really good for the dollar fundamentally. But I'm not so sure that – so it gave us an excuse to sort of fuel this technical correction of the dollar downside move. But, you know, things like, say, the euro, it's really struggling to get above 112.50. The British pound struggling to get above 130. Aussie struggling at about 70 cents. And so I think that these used to be a support levels. Now they're turning into like resistance. It's giving a little stickiness to these currencies despite being off their lows.
Well, Mark, we're going to wrap it up there. But again, always good comments. I enjoy wrapping up the week with you and a review of the data and some of the market moves. Mark, have a great rest of your weekend. And everybody stick around. I am going to be right back.
Thank you. Good luck with everybody.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition, I am chatting in this segment with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. And Dana, I'm going to kind of pick up some of the comments that I had in the last segment with Mark Chandler, but now more focused on the U.S. equity markets. An interesting close to the week. As you and I are recording this, we're about an hour away from the close of the markets, but we've seen the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ all fight their way back and just briefly, at least for right now, into positive territory for the S&P and the Dow, and the NASDAQ is only down about 11 points. What do you think about this, the news-driven selling that we saw this week on tariff worries, trade concerns between the U.S. and China, but still the market seeming resiliency on a number of days in the week to get bought back during the trading day?
Yeah, you're still seeing, despite the headline risk and news event risk, you're still seeing, for the most part, a bid under the market, an underlying bid under the market. It started over the last couple weeks. I think we mentioned a couple weeks ago that we were looking more for, as the large caps were testing all-time highs set last year, we were looking for the broader market and the smaller cap segment of the market to at least hold up better, if not start to engage some leadership to the upside. And after consolidating for a couple months, the small caps look primed to maybe make another push higher. If even as the large caps hopefully put in some digestive or consolidation action near those former highs, which would be a healthy thing. And for the most part, that's what we've seen over the last couple weeks. So it's not unhealthy to see the large caps consolidate here, pull back a little bit. We've hardly had any pullback to speak of all year in that large cap segment of the market. So not unhealthy to pull back or consolidate here, even as the smaller caps have kind of taken over leadership, if only by not going down, basically churning their wheels. But I think overall, until proven otherwise, it remains an uptrend, intermediate term uptrend, which means you take the opportunity to buy the dips in high relative strength areas and to pullbacks to decent support areas, which today in the last perhaps the last couple of days, we're seeing perhaps some opportunities there, at least in the tech sector, which has been relative strength all year and is finally giving affording investors or traders an opportunity to dip their toes in.
So, Dana, let's draw out two scenarios here. One being that the markets don't sell off too much more, and this is kind of all that we got this week, and then we get that other push higher, versus maybe a bit more of a sell-off, say another week or two where the markets drift lower, nothing too extreme. Which scenario sets up better for a bullish move higher in your eyes?
It would not be, obviously if we explode higher off of these levels, you know, the initial support levels we're seeing, obviously that would be, that would bode well for, the bulls, of course. That said, to see more consolidation, more digestive action over the next couple weeks would not negate that scenario, would not negate the intermediate term uptrend whatsoever. In fact, it would not be out of sync with what we've been suggesting about, you know, the consolidation at those former highs from last year, which kind of it's working off those overbought excessive conditions that were in place, you know, a couple weeks ago when we first tested those all-time highs. So a little bit more consolidation would work off some more of that overbought status and put it put the market more, at least large caps, more in a condition where once they do break out, that would be more of a sustainable breakout, at least in the intermediate term. Whereas the thing we liked about the small caps is they have consolidated over the last couple months, so they are they're not really overbought at all. They're more or less primed to push higher, at least make another nice near-term pop. So either scenario, I mean, obviously you like to see things work immediately. We've been in there buying the dip a little bit in the tech sector. We'd like to see, obviously, it go straight up from there. But even if it digested over the next, you know, week or so, that would not be an unhealthy scenario either.
Okay. Now, one other aspect of the markets that I want to talk about is volatility, as judged by the VIX. The VIX has moved up a fair bit this week when it was started the week at under, right around that 12 level, did move up and just briefly peaked its head above that 20 level on the VIX. But still, even after some of that weakness, I don't think this is an overly elevated VIX compared to the end of, well, December last year when the VIX was comfortably over 30 for a few days. Do you think that since there were so many net spec shorts in the VIX, do you think that this squeezed a lot of them out, or how are you viewing the VIX right now?
Actually, the that fear gauge that I alluded to a second ago was actually directly related to some measures of the VIX, specifically the term structure of the VIX. So it'll take longer to squeeze out all of those shorts, but I think we've seen a good amount of them squeezed out. Further, we're seeing, like I mentioned, the term structure. We're seeing the nearer term volatility indices rising above the further out. So the 1 month VIX rising above the 3 month VIX, which is a sign of excessive hedging in the volatility market, and a sign of a good sign of a fair amount of fear in the market. The unusual thing about present circumstances is you usually get that scenario after a more pronounced sell-off, more weakness in the market. The fact that we are within a couple percentage points of the all-time highs renders this signal a little bit more unusual. And if we, which we did, we went back for our subscribers. We did put in a study in similar conditions going back historically since that 3 month VIX was introduced about 12 years ago, and we've seen similar conditions around, for example, Brexit, around the U.S. elections, and a couple other times, a handful of times going back over the last 12 years, and we've seen those types of scenarios almost unanimously play out the same way.
All right, Dana, we're going to wrap it up there, but I find it pretty interesting just how quickly fear can creep into these markets. I think it's definitely a sign of still the worries around the world that some investors have, but quite frankly, this mentality of buy the dip seems to be very prevalent still within these markets. Dana, great chatting with you. Thanks for spending some time this weekend, and have a great weekend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers are reacting to the president imposing tariffs on Chinese goods. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Republican Senator Martha McSally tells ABC 15 in Arizona something had to be done.
We can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations. But for decades, they've been cheating, and it's been hurting Americans, and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon, so it's better for America and Arizona.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says special counsel Robert Mueller won't appear before his committee next week. According to the New York Times, President Trump's former lawyer, Don McGahn, was asked by the White House to declare the president never obstructed justice, but he declined to comply. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I'm going to take a closer look at a couple discovery-type stories in the resource sector. I am chatting with John Kaiser, and John, you and I were chatting off mic about simply how slow the resource sector is, how little money and no new money is flowing in, and then we started getting into some of the actual stocks, and the stocks that seem to be getting some attention are more discovery plays. We're going to outline three different discovery plays here, starting with Sun Metals. Now, Sun Metals made a discovery at the tail end of last year thanks to drilling one deep hole that came back with some very nice mineralization. It has been bucking the trend, moving higher compared to the rest of the gold sector and stocks, but we're not going to have any news right around the corner. Can you take us through this story and what you're going to be watching for when they finally get some drills on the ground?
Sun Metal Corp is a very interesting anomaly in this market where we're seeing fading volume and value traded. TSX Venture value has dropped below 10 million bucks a day for resource listings while the cannabis and other stuff is still up there at 90 $100 million worth a day. But Sun Metals, which has spent over $6 million on the Stardust project in British Columbia, rethinking the existing zone or resource of 3 million tons late in the season, drilled beneath it on a geological hypothesis that there's some weird fault going on, and came up with the equivalent of 100 meters of 5% copper equivalent with gold and silver credits in that. And while we do not know the true width of this zone, the context is such as this, oh, wow, this is like Peter McGaugh's carbonate replacement model. We're getting closer to the source of this, and now we need to start following this to see what's going on. But you know, this is a seasonal program, and so we've had to, sit out. They'll go back on the property in a few weeks, and they'll be drilling in June. And they'll be doing directional drilling, and the company has had to absorb the company that optioned them the property, Lorraine Copper. They had to issue 20-30 million shares to acquire this junior. So it's been busy digesting this stock, and it's quite impressive. It trades in the 50 to 60 cent range. It always does, several hundred thousand dollars a year. And Steve Robertson, he's been pounding the pavement in Europe and in the United States, and I says, what sort of audiences are you getting and why? And his response was, well, Bay Street's pretty dead. They're blown up. They've wandered off into the cannabis sector. They've been mostly interested in optionality plays. They're not into discovery-type plays. But what we're finding is audiences in Europe, family offices, high net worth, generalist funds who, are not focused in the resource sector, they're all looking at a sort of high-grade discovery type plays in reasonably safe jurisdiction. And the Stardust project meets all this, and with an intersection like that, if you start demonstrating strike potential and down depth potential for this zone, you can build a high value tons very, very quickly. And so there is an appetite out there. It's not in the retail audience. The retail audience has watched the sector shrink, and there haven't been any really fantastic discoveries to write home about. But this other class of capital that has sort of absent from this sector is warming up and focusing on leaders such as Sun Metals Corp.
And Sun Metals, though, do you think it continues to buck the trend because we don't have any news right around the corner? The company is cashed up, and it still remains one of those that maybe people can feel comfortable with, hopefully riding an uptrend until it comes closer to some news?
Yes, this market, when it gets its expectations up based on an initial result, once you start drilling, this market is very critical in terms of you better continue to deliver what you have already shown us. And that is the risk for this story, because they'll put the hole down into the old pilot hole, and they'll start doing the directional drilling to sort of probe in which direction it's going. They'll have another pilot hole starting right away to get into position, and they have to gamble a bit on their interpretation of the geophysics as to where is going to be the next place to do this directional type drilling to follow the zone. But if by sort of mid-July we hadn't started hearing anything about that they found the zone, that they're coming up with this visually good-looking stuff, the stock could become soggy. And we watched this happen last year. West Haven, 10-cent dog forever at the last 4 or 5 years on its Shovel Nose project in the Spences Bridge Gold Belt. All of a sudden, they came up with fantastic results in hole 14, a very high-grade gold and silver in a low-sulfidation epithermal system. And the stock shot up to $20-$30 and hung out in that level for quite a while, and drilled another 100-meter step out, and boom, same sort of results. And then they got greedy and stepped out another 100 meters, and boom, the zone was gone. And the stock retreated. And then this year, a couple of weeks ago, they put out some more results showing that the parallel zone probably isn't as real or as interesting as it looked, and that the vertical constraint's only 100 meters for the rich stuff, and there's maybe 500 meters of strike. So people start doing the numbers, and, okay, maybe 500,000 ounces in here, at best. But where's the southern extension? This was supposed to go for 3 kilometers. And they put out another news release last week saying the program was wrapped up. They were drilling a keyhole number 8 designed to detect the offset fault a couple hundred meters to the east. So that's why the last hole from last season missed. And they didn't tell us anything about what they intersected other than we've got assays, all holes in for assays, and we are going back on the property in June with 2 rigs to expand the south zone. And we know the south zone's already limited at the north end. So although they haven't told us anything visually, they're telling us they're going back in, to poke and hope? Or they've managed to actually find where it's offset, and now they got 2 kilometers of running room to just shoot fish in the barrel. So hopefully in a couple of weeks we'll get news on that. But the market has pounded this down to 52, 53 cents because there isn't this continuing flow of flashy intersections. So, yes, until you start stepping out, the market will give you the benefit of the doubt. And we're seeing something similar now happen with Midland and its Mithril project, which is maybe 2 weeks away from delivering all results from a 10-hole program completed in March, April.
Okay, so a couple new stocks there. West Haven, one that we have talked about, but you have outlined some of the discrepancies that we have seen in the recent strip-out drilling, but they will be drilling again or have been drilling again, have some money, I believe, in the bank to keep that program going. But then you also did mention Midland, and that's one that I believe you and I did talk about, and we're getting closer and closer to some sort of results release. But again, this stock has trended lower, got off to a good start, and then in March really hit a peak and has been just slightly downtrending. The news is really going to determine where this stock moves next. But unfortunately, John, we are out of time for this segment on the radio. You and I will continue this conversation discussing what you will be looking for in terms of the Midland results. But in the meantime, everybody who is listening on the radio, please visit our website, kereport.com. And also be sure to email me if you want John or I or any of our guests to look at any of the stocks that you're interested in or that you are holding. John, I appreciate your time. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back with some more commentary on the resource market.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I'm going to continue with a focus on the resource sector and on some select stocks. I am chatting with Eric Wetterling. He is the founder and editor of The Hedgeless Horseman. I've been having Eric on the show on a fairly regular basis, and we have been talking a lot about the companies he's investing in, writing about on his blog, and also diving into a lot of the Quentin Henny companies. But Eric, when you and I were chatting off mic, we were kind of discussing this overall sector and just how still slow it is and how it seems like a lot of these gold bugs are now looking back to, you know, debt. Debt's going to matter. That's going to drive the gold price to $2,000, whatever reason they want to use. And you even mentioned to me that, you know what, you're not looking for stocks necessarily that need that $2,000 gold price or a skyrocketing gold price to work. You're looking at projects and companies that in the current environment of, let's say, a sideways moving gold price right around this $1,300 level that still are attractive. Can you take us through why this is your strategy now and, well, I actually agree with it, so how long you've been implying this strategy?
Yeah, sure, Corey. Just to go back to 2015, for example, at that point in time, I knew nothing really about miners, and I just basically bought the most hyped up stocks and stuff like that on the cheap, thankfully. So, I mean, like Bear Creek Mining and stuff like that, which has a huge low-grade resource. And some of those stocks obviously ran really good, mostly the producers and the ones with the optionality place with a huge resource. And they went up a few 100%, and then it stopped in mid-2016, and then reality set in because many stocks had ran too high, too fast, and then they crashed. So that was the first point in time that, okay, I started to actually do some due diligence and, okay, what am I investing in? Why am I investing in it? So it basically forced me to put in a lot of work and time into understanding the mining business. And after 2 years of this bear market trend, I mean, it's been pretty obvious that the beta place, they're the best place to be from a bottom and the worst place to be from a top. So, I mean, I've just, since about 1.5 years or so, since I guess snow was discovered primarily in Karatha, I just went in deep with alpha place instead. Place that ought to, if the thesis works out, if your investment thesis works out, should be doing quite well, regardless of the price of gold. So, and a recent example of that is Irving Resources, for example, which has gone up because they've made what seems to be a discovery in Japan. So basically, since the gold market can be pretty shitty at times, and it can go on for much longer than we hope, and we are in a constant threat of dilution, and that goes primarily for beta plays and stuff like that, which just drop so much in value when the tide goes out. So they'll be continuing to dilute your shares and your ownership of the company. But if you find a project that looks good, I mean, if it's got a shot to be a Taiwan project, for example, there will always be money coming in, because we've seen, I think, Silvercrest, for example, and Kirkland Lake, West Dome, they've been bucking the trend. They've been having great runs. Why? Because they are projects that might work even regardless if gold goes to $1,000 or whatever, or silver in the case of Silvercrest. So I guess it's forced me to really take a deep dive into the due diligence aspect, the fundamentals of this business. And without the bear market, you would never need to basically know what you own. So, I mean, I see this two-year bear trend as a great learning experience, because when the next leg up comes, I think I'm going to be better prepared than I was in 2015, because at least now I know what I own and I know why I own it. And it doesn't guarantee any success, obviously, but I'm not expecting there to be this basically rise and crash like Bear Creek Mining, for example, because that deposit is worthless at these silver prices. So you know that's not going to work. But at the same time, to be fair, maybe since the sector is very cyclical and sentiment is very cyclical, so who knows? Maybe when enough people are into the Kirkland Lakes, West Domes, Irvings, and whatever, maybe that's also the time to actually get some beta plays, just because no one's in them. So, I mean, I'm open to that as well. But primarily, my focus has drifted from big, low-grade resources and marginal producers to companies that have a shot of something that would work regardless of the sentiment or the gold price, basically.
Okay. Well, I think that is a very good strategy, especially in a market that is heading sideways. And you are right that sideways or even bear market is a great time for you to almost clear out your portfolio and make sure that you load up on some of those higher quality assets, so that when the market does run, or even if the market doesn't run, you could see some nice gains in the companies. But you did also mention some of these stocks like West Dome, Irving, Kirkland Lake, that are already running, and in all fairness have kept running. One of the arguments is that, you know, you can't chase these stocks that are heading higher, but quite frankly, that has been a pretty decent trade for some investors, where you ride that momentum higher even when the rest of the market is going sideways to down. How do you balance out, though, not or being able to actually chase some of these stocks higher while still understanding that, you know what, the valuation is almost, well, it could have doubled in the last, let's say, couple weeks or even month, but if there is still some value there simply because the market is taking a more positive light to these stocks?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, as we talked about prior to the podcast, there are some stocks which are obviously too cheap. I mean, they wouldn't be valued where they are if the market was efficient, because they're valued at cash or possibly a bit below cash or a bit above cash with the resource. And then you get the Kirkland Lakes and Westones. So I mean, it's very polarized, because some actually get something for their success, while others who have had success and has a success still in the ground, they are not valued efficiently in my mind. But take Kirkland Lake, for example. The fundamentals kept improving, and the market was just continuously trying to catch up to the fundamentals. That's the way I see it anyway, because they kept beating the guidance, they kept drilling really bonanza grade hits at, I mean, decent widths and stuff like that. So Kirkland Lake was a very rational upward trend in my eyes, because, as I said, things just kept improving. And since it started out with, when gold was still in a bear market, everybody thought that the run would stop, as it has done for most of the miners and juniors and producers, etc. But just kept getting better and better. And then the ones who most look at fundamentals, they kept buying. And then I think it just fed on itself, basically, because I don't think that was an irrational rise. I just think that, as I said, the story got better and better, and it's still getting better and better. I mean, they're jacking up the guidance basically every quarter, as far as I can see. So as long as the story, I mean, keeps improving, and it's even if it's already run for quite some time, I have no problem holding a stock in that case. And it's even easier with Kirkland, because they actually have a dividend and they have cash flow. And so you can, I mean, it's easy to value numbers, value the money coming into a company. It's obviously much harder to value an explorer or a developer who's running.
Hey, Eric, it's great chatting with you. I appreciate all the time you spend on our show. Everyone go check out Eric's website, thehedgelesshorseman.com, and send me an email, fleck@kereport, if you want Eric and I to look at any stock in particular. I'm always happy to bring that up with Eric. And everyone, thanks for tuning in on this weekend show. In the first hour, I'm going to turn over the second hour to Al. But as I said, please keep in touch. I love hearing from all of you, and I do my best to follow up with all the emails that I get and all the companies that you want me to look into. Everyone, have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.